This is Snowman in the Morning.
Holy on smoke!
Where true sports talk lives.
I like him. He's silly.
Having fun here on this edition of Snowman in the Morning, and let's talk some NBA basketball, shall we? And I welcome Alex Fleming to the program. Alex, how are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. What have you seen so far in the resumption? And I'll just call it that.
The resumption. Okay.
That's all I'm going to call it for right now.
The NBA players are rusty. You can tell that they're getting their legs back from underneath them. The quality basketball isn't up to par. I'm glad somebody thought about scrimmages before they thought about actually playing real actual games that matter.
Yeah.
Portland dug themselves a hole and is probably going to miss the playoffs for the first time since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers me because Portland's been pretty much a staple of Western NBA basketball. LeBron James does whatever the hell he wants. Newsflash.
Yeah.
And all these people coming and going out of the bubble. I mean, Zion just came back. Montrezl Harrell, Sweet Lou, Patrick Beverly, they all left. It's like, if we're going to take this seriously, let's take this seriously. None of the 364 players tested positive. That's a beautiful thing.
It is.
But people are coming and going like it's a Disney vacation.
They're coming and going like it's truly the regular season. Like they're in their home city and they don't realize there are rules in place to make this happen and to really get this underway. And, you know, like I said, they're just coming and going as they please. They're just coming and going like they're in their home city.
As long as it works, I think you're not going to get any pushback because people want sports, and the NBA having a resolution, as you would say, would be good for all parties involved.
True.
But if one person breaks that bubble, a.k.a. maybe Dwight Howard, and shit goes down, then loses a lot of money.
For it to...
Awkward silence there.
For it to really be shut down, who would be some of the big names that would have to contract the virus?
Well, obviously LBJ, mm-hmm. but that goes without saying. I'm thinking maybe Kawhi Leonard, Giannis, without a doubt. That would be a hurting, huge contributing factor. Maybe even James Harden, because Russell Westbrook, he's a number two. It doesn't hurt for me to say that. He is a number two. Yeah, we all know that he could be a number one, but he's a number two.
He is. Yeah. From the scrimmages that I've seen, a lot of rust, a lot of players getting their legs under them. Who, besides Portland, who do you think is in real, real danger of missing the playoffs? Because my second guess would be San Antonio.
You read my mind. And I love Pop. Pop was my first interview. I have nothing but love for Pop. But it's not looking good for Popovich. It's really, really not. I think San Antonio is going to miss the playoffs.
That'll be for the first time in what, 20-some-odd years? 21 years? That they've missed the playoffs, and losing LaMarcus Aldridge didn't help either.
It only compounds the problem. They're a middling team with a losing record, but excellent coach. Now you take away their primary score, and what are you going to do down low? You're not really a threat. You're just a very well organized and coached team. I see them on the outside looking in.
Who else do you see on the outside looking in?
Sacramento.
Ooh.
They're young, and I like their pieces.
Yeah.
But no Marvin Bagley Jr. and too much emphasis on De'Aaron Fox, they're on the outside looking in.
How about in the East? Who would take a be your team to take a stronghold in the East?
Ah. Stronghold, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Boston.
Really?
Look at it this way. Boston Celtics, riddled with injuries. Next to no time, these guys are playing with each other. Now, absolutely everyone is healthy, so everyone can play with each other. Tatum, Brown, Kemba. They got the formula to beat Milwaukee and just enough height and depth to hang with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I think they're a nice, quiet giant in the East.
I don't see Philadelphia going far because they have some great parts, but they are not cohesive.
I agree with you. Philadelphia is the brawler in a street fight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're dangerous, but you just have to use some skills.
Yeah, and most of the teams in the East have the skills. And I'll say it again about Philadelphia, and I've said this all year. They have great parts. They're just not cohesive. And if they don't go far, Brett Brown is going to lose his job.
I think he's on the hot seat. I think he is coaching for his job. How far would he have to make it, though, to keep his job? Eastern Conference Finals? Divisional?
I would
say they were divisional last year.
Yeah, I would say he'd have to run the table. As crazy as that sounds, for him to keep his job, and I think there's a better coach out there for Philadelphia, I think he would have to run the table.
You and I both know that's not happening.
Oh, we know that. Now, with the way that team's constructed, we know that. Speaking of constructing a team, the New York Knicks have hired former Bulls coach and former Knicks assistant coach, he was assistant for the Knicks at the time, Tom Thibodeau, to a 5-year deal. What does this do for the Knicks?
Middle in the road, high discipline team, worn out players, a better product than what they're getting right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't change much of anything.
No, it doesn't change much of anything. What would happen? I think I know the answer to this question coming from you, but I'll ask it anyway. What would have to happen for the Knicks to really change course and get back to being a playoff quality team?
Dolan needs to sell that team. Players go there just for the money.
Yeah.
They're not there to win. They're not even worried about winning. Playoffs, Knicks, please. That hasn't been a thing since, what, 1999?
Yeah.
Dolan is a catastrophe, but he's not as bad as Daniel Snyder, but that's a completely different story.
This is true. This is totally true.
The Knicks haven't been competitive for 20 years. And you could bring in whatever coach you want, whether it be Mark Jackson, Isaiah Thomas, Tom Thibodeau. It's not going to get the results you want because players don't want to play there. And it's just a bad atmosphere. If Dolan were to sell the team, make all that money back, because he doesn't have to do a darn thing. But there needs to be a fresh perspective.
Yeah, there really needs to be a fresh perspective. And you read my mind about how Tibbs would help the Knicks. He would get them to a level, but it really wouldn't be the next level. Speaking of making a change, will there be a coaching change in Chicago?
I hope so. Okay, don't get me wrong. He has the players' focus. I'll give him that. But they're not winning. And they haven't won ever since they basically gave away Jimmy Butler for some Slim Jims.
Yep, they did.
Now, Garmin and Paxson, they've already stepped back and said, you know what, maybe we were part of the problem. If you want a complete culture change, even though I do like the coach, he might just be a victim of circumstance.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. I see that coming also. Who would be a good fit to coach the Bulls?
Ah, man. Eastern Conference, 6 rings. Scottie Pippen, maybe?
Maybe. Maybe.
I'm thinking Mark Jackson.
Now you read my mind.
Maybe Avery Johns. You need a player who played the game to have influence in Chicago. Because I don't think a lot of these players are going to be open to a brand new culture change. You have Zach LaVine and Kobe White, so you have a good front line. Markkanen is an excellent player who relies more on skill than power. Mm-hmm. He's not that big. You need someone who's going to bring an offense in that's going to be a running gun, splash-like offense like Golden State.
Yeah.
Too bad that they already have Steve Kerr, because he would be the perfect coach for Chicago.
You would.
But you need – go ahead, sir.
Couple names come to mind. Mark Jackson comes to mind. JB Bickerstaff comes to mind. But I don't know if Bickerstaff would install the system that would need to be employed with Chicago.
Like Bickerstaff, that was smart. I like Bickerstaff.
We'll have to see what happens. We will have to see what happens. But I think, as you said, Boylan's going to be the victim of circumstance. And a new coach and a new culture will have to be brought into the Bulls, because they already have new management in place. So we'll have to see what happens. That's Alex Fleming joining me to talk all things NBA. And love the comparison you made with Dan Snyder. And that's a whole nother mess within itself. Let's stay in touch, and I'd love to have you back on to keep the updates coming with the NBA.
Absolutely, sir. Anytime, Mr. Snow.
Thank you very much for that. Got more for you in a flash.